Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. And tonight, I'm going to talk about something that I've expanded into this week, actually, and it's called Blameless. Shameless and Blameless. And life is shameless and blameless in every way because it's my beliefs and the way I was taught to look at life and everything I've done in life is actually what brought me to the conclusion. And the environment and the system that we grow up in has really ingrained it. And we have a system that we really have grown up into. It actually is a dream-stealing society, especially if you're not into the wealthy end. And I want to explain something I really opened up to. Wealthy kids and wealthy people are wealthy because they grew up in a wealthy environment. And yes, there's people that come up and from the lower end, but I mean, the thing is, the wealthy kids have a leg up because they're taught from kids, from childhood. And it's really uniqueness. That I opened up to understand this. And what I'm really understanding now is the poverty that I grew up in and the poverty that I was entrenched in from the 30s is still entrenched today. But what it really allowed me to do is I've unbenched the negative in me to realize I was put in this circumstance to expand out of poverty consciousness. And everything my parents showed me had nothing to do with them. They showed me the way, they actually were showing me the way to expand, and I was too hard-headed to understand. And that's kind of the way life is we get too hard-headed and too blocked into what we can't do to understand we can move forward when we stop thinking about everything we don't have. Because in the United States, we have the opportunity, but we're never attuned to it because we're afraid to dance in the elegance of success. We look at success as work and hard, while success is letting go of the poverty consciousness, expanding out of thinking it's hard, expanding into the ease of learning the wisdom to be successful, to energize the wise to waltz inside, seeing every day as opulent opportunity. Because we're afraid of what we got going on here. And right now, the world is caught up in the poverty of history. History is actually an ingrained poverty consciousness taught to us. In a way, the Bible actually is a wealth and success book when you understand it, and I don't yet. But there is a minister out there I read all the time, but there's millionaires in the Bible. But we've been taught suffering, and in sometime in the 4th century, I believe, they took some of the Bible out and rewrote it. See, when there's a rewriting of anything, there's a the writer or the one that's translating it, it's their opinion and their viewpoint that are put in there. And history is a viewpoint of a historian. It's not necessarily what went on, but it's the viewpoint of the historian. And your history is the viewpoint of you. And mine is the viewpoint of me. And that is something I'm really, really starting to understand. And recessions happen to teach us poverty. Recession, and whenever it gets prosperous, we start hearing inflation and all this, but recessions are taught and are ingrained to be for poverty. They're teaching us always look for the rainy day. Never have a blissful rainbow day. Always look for the rainy day. You know, and that's a true statement. I mean, you got to be prepared for some challenges in life. But we've been taught to be prepared for way too many challenges and not enough bliss. The world is living in more fear and scared of life than any time in history. And the thing that I'm really understanding is history is a silent dictatorship to keep us inside whatever it is. And that is what we do. We stay inside stuff rather than expand out of stuff. And when we stay inside it, we start being chided by our own self because there gets to be an ingrained fear of one willing to step out there and see the world expand in a new way. As I see life now, I really let go because life is really an aimless, blameless, shameless expose of your sire desires. And I don't mean aimless. When I'm talking about aimless, I'm just talking about being free of aiming your negativity at something. And you're blameless and shameless because things happen. And we've been taught by society, and people teach us this, and this happens, and that happens. And we stay ingrained in the same. And that's what we've been doing for the last, since 2008. We're so afraid. And I saw today where the economy grew at 3.6%. And see, to me, that's a numbers game. Because I watch and I've talked to people across the country. There's the unemployment rate is about the same. Everybody's falling off. And when they're saying that, you know, the higher end is doing well. And see, the thing about the higher end is they're taking care of themselves. And we forget we're a country. The country is a community of people, and everybody has to do their share. But we've really become really a selfish society, afraid of everything. We're afraid to see somebody else successful, and that's kind of where the world is really slacking off and falling off, and unsavorier things are happening since we got into this mode of operandi. Because we don't comprehend, it takes everybody to build the world into prosperity. And this is something I really had a challenge with, is peace on the inside. Because it's easier to be in turmoil because we understand it. And that is something that really, when I expanded into this, I went, huh? Because peace takes no energy. Just a foresight, a forward-looking opportunity. And that's where the world, and I really had a severe challenge with this, because who's going to teach me peace? Because there's all the unsavory things. And here's the thing I discovered. The world is talking about we're living a subliminal pain, and we don't know how to let it go without the violence. We actually have been taught war is a way of life. If you've looked, I've been on this earth 58 years, and there's been a war or some political unrest in the world ever since I was born. And you can go all the way back to the beginning of time. Because we understand being at war. Because, you know, that way money flows to the top, because war is a money-making machine for some people. And that's really a sad truth, and I'm sorry I had to say it. But we got to start admitting the truths in the world, and all the challenges this country and the world face stems from us unwilling to see the world in a prosperous way. As I now see the world open up and do things, I see the world being blessed in success, because people are awakening and becoming more alive, but just at the same time, you know, all the unsavory acts and all the times we've had multiple slayings, that is a subliminal anguish of somebody that didn't know how to handle it. And people, we kind of want to stay to ourselves, but yet we don't want to stick ourselves out there to where that person is, because it's such a challenging time. When is it your business? When is it not your business? When do you say something? And you know, that is a big thing. And I read today where the when them firefighters got when they perished up there on the mountain and passed on across the river, it comes down to the people above them not doing everything they should do. And that's the way the whole world is. We're putting material things over people's lives. And we're in a stifling situation now, because all we know is this much, and we're all trying to live inside this knowing instead of understanding this is where we're at. How do we expand into the new avenues of affluence? Because we can't live in affluence and be influenced by poverty. And that is something that really, really has opened me up to understand. I choose to be affluent to influence people to see their wisdom and innovation. But the innovation that we are, we're afraid of what other people are going to say and how we're going to do it. And it comes down, do I have the money? That's always the funny part. Do I have the money? When you want to start a business, take money out of the equation and figure out how you're going to. And this is something. How am I going to pay my way forward with the business? How is the business going to pay my way? How is it an enterprising endeavor forever bringing in a mammoth money flow to me? See, and I've caught myself at this, because money has always been easy for me. I've always landed on my feet and thinking I have this. But the thing is I'm always looking at my savings to pay the way, never looking at the money coming in to pay the way. And that is quite astounding for me to admit. And you know, I have to write that down before I forget it. I apologize if I go silent here. But it really did open me up. God, what a... Anyway, thank you for that. And anyway, but that is something I really just expanded into, and it was an aha moment. And that's what I love about the radio. I get to talk, and I actually talk myself into new paradigms. That's what's kind of nice. But this radio show and my books, I got a new book coming out, I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free, is really about you got to approve of me. And talking personal growth, always personal expansion in first person, because nobody knows who's you. The subconscious mind doesn't know who you are. Can say, when you do this, I can put that off to somebody else. When it's I, me, or myself, I got to look in the mirror. And that's the thing. This country, the world, and me, we're afraid of the mirror because we might not see what we want to adhere to. But here's the thing. We can adhere to the seer when we're willing to admit the ruthless truth to get through everything in life, because life is a striving success when I confess I don't know, because then I can go. But when I know, I'm bestowed in the same old yesterday, because life deals me wisdom every day. And it's to walk in wisdom every day is when we win, because wisdom is unattached to the system that we live. The Native Americans, they talked a lot in wisdom, and wisdom is an inquisitive, enterprising thing within us, because wisdom is not a solution. Wisdom is a path of never-ending inquisitiveness. And right now, we're too scared to be inquisitive because there's no answers, there's no books, there's no college education for what we got to do. There is self-education, there is people out there with foresight, but people are afraid to hear the new. Until we hear the new, we're going to go boo. We're going to go boo-hooing down the same paths of poverty. So it's about us, you, me, the world, the people of the world are the assets of the world. And we're time for us to step forward and really bring forth the right ideas. And it ain't the same ideas. It's new ideas. It's listening. It's expanding. And right now we're so afraid of everything in life we can't strive because we're so worried about what's going to happen without this or that. It allows me to open up to this new paradigm of success. And see, I was always looking at what I had in the bank and always this. Instead of going, and then I'm going clink in the same place, landing in the clink of the think of the think of the think. And that is where I got in trouble. This realization opens my eyes to the success I choose to experience because I am now understanding to allow the universe to pay me, to give me the money I choose because I refuse to lose in every way. About me stepping forth and energizing and enterprising the world into wealth and success because that is what I'm here for. That's what you're here for. We're not here to pander to somebody else. We're here for us. And I really expanded into understanding I am a union electrician, and a union concept is probably more needed than ever with the way the unions are being operated right now. Is disingenuous to the members, and I expanded into that, and that's what really opened this up for me. Because, see, the leader in the life better be the leader in the mirror you see, because that's where your soothsayer, seer, your foresight, and all your forward-looking wisdom comes. And, see, the climate in which you live and the people you surround yourself with are going to be your outcomes. Trends will come and go. The enemies are within. But the wisdom will flow from everywhere in the universe. And that is the thing. Everybody you think that can take you somewhere can't. Everybody you think can't can take you where you want to go. Because we're too egotistically selfish in this world right now to move forward. And that was a rude awakening when I had to admit that to myself. But see, if you admit it to get it, you can live it in the it, and that's an intestinal triumph to live the sire desires wherever you go. But what is it within you that you're afraid to admit? And as I was doing this, I really opened up. Money has never been my challenge. It's getting, allowing the money to come in from my business has been my challenge. And now I opened that up to understand I can. And I can really move forward to live my life. And really, it's time to expand the sand to say I understand I'm out of the grandstands into the grand old Opry, singing my songs of success because that's what it is. And how are you willing to sing your songs of success? Because you can't stand in the blueberry patch and expect. You can't stand in a cactus patch thinking you're picking blueberries or you're going to live because the cactus is just going to poke you. And that's what life is right now. It's just poking and prodding people because we're unaware and afraid of where we're going. But here's the thing. When you can confess it, you address it, and you can dismiss it to allow the mystery of the world to open you up. To shine the rhyme in the subliminal mind. Understand I can expand through life to strive in the fields of prosperity that I deserve to play in because it's all about me. Me expanding the world. Unselfishly loving me unselfishly allows me to love the world in a bold new way. But see, here's the thing. How am I going to choose to do it? And how am I going to be attached to people? Oh, that person don't like me. That person don't like me. That's bullshit. Here's the real deal. You are the real deal with the Sassy Sex Appeal to expand the world. All the commotion and the emotions of the ocean have nothing to do with what you can do. It's your emotional ocean of omnificence, the most powerful creation in the world, is what you put forth to expand the world. It's really about letting go of what you know. It's really letting go of being hooked in the book, snookered into what society says we can do. And that's where we're at in life. It's really about striving in aliveness, the play in the fields of prosperity in every way, because life will allow us to strive when we allow life a free-flowing current of canonized charisma to open the wisdom up in others. We're too focused on where's the money instead of where's the wisdom. The wisdom the world is asking for right now is yours and mine to really open us up into a new bold way. And what I really understand now is I teach what I expand through. And I have some things I've done in my past, but you know what? They're now because I'm talking about them. But you know, here's the thing. I can't let it hold me back. All I can do now is put the right foot in front of the left foot and kick the kick the can if I can't off the road and put that can of I canonize and spit new abilities every day to really open up. And what are your new abilities? The stuff you used yesterday is worn out today. You know, even in business strategy, if you used the business strategy yesterday, today it has to be reframed and to be the same as today. See, that's the thing. We try to stay in the same strategies, hooks in the books, and all this other stuff. But here's the thing. Life will allow us to play when we stop being ingrained with yesterday's sameness. And the fear comes from trying to live yesterday. Use yesterday's wisdom today. And we've been trying to do that since I was born. See, that's the thing about books and school books. We get taught the same stuff from the same place every year. And everybody has the same book learning. And if you was compared, like I was compared always to the best acting kid, because me and Trouble have a date every day. We just didn't know when it was going to happen. But I'm okay with that because life allows me to play in a bolder new way. Because life really is liberated internal freedom, expanding through life situation with a forward-looking attitude. You know, you can say this about this and this about that, but it all comes down to whatever you're saying is all about you. I really realize, and I've done it, and I apologize for it, but that's it. I really get frustrated when things happen, but I've really opened up to understanding. The person is doing the best they can. And, you know, sometimes my mind works really quick, and I can get stuff in there quick, and sometimes it's a little different because I never like doing things the same way twice, because I learned I can become too structured, so I got to have a sassy, savvy structure where it always can be made bigger and bolder to do things in the world. And see, that's the thing. How are you being shy to yourself? Even you got all the business strategies, how are you being shy to yourself? That is the question. So, today, as I was writing my stuff, and I really expanded, everything in my life is blameless and shameless, and it's aimless, really. because I'm focused and not aimed. When I'm focused, I'm forthright. When I'm aiming, I'm just in the name. So aimless, shameless, and blameless, what does that mean to you? So if people got more, you know, deal in the bullies, and, you know, a lot of the kids, you know, we don't understand how cruel we are until you're the one on the other end of the cruelty. And, you know, sometimes it comes home, sometimes it don't, but it will eventually. But, you know, people today have lost the respect for themselves because we're all looking for something. Until people get the respect, especially me, I should be saying only me, till I totally respect myself like I do now, I floundered. And it's the respect of ourselves will translate the world back into what it is. And, you know, in a way, the world has become soft in a lot of things. You know, this country, I had a lady on here, the Juju Mama, and she said this, and I'm quoting her, men today, we live our manhood through football. You know, because if we do something wrong, nowadays, you get in trouble with the law. How have we become too soft in letting people stand up for themselves rather than move the world forward? And I want to talk about cowboy wisdom, visionary vitality. It opens up a robust reality to see your life. But I have a new book coming out. It actually should be in print tomorrow called I Approve of Me, Sets Me Free. I got one called My Visionary I Am. You can go to my Amazon page, amazon.com/authors/Robert A. Wilson. And Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom. It's wrote about the holidays. Holiday Wisdom, Flow in the Glow. I got the CD, Fear is My Friend, Money is My Friend, and also Visionary Vocabulary, my DVD. The words you speak are the swords you cut through the lies of the world with. To simply win, outright, robust, the revolutionary, or rich, richness daily. Kind of blew that one there. But it's about you and me having communication, listening and hearing with each other to move the world forward. And it really isn't about what we know. It's about what we don't know. And that's what's going to move us forward in this life. And I really appreciate the listeners, my guests. I appreciate and accept life as it is now, because life is really alive for me, because I love the holiday season. I love Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas energizes the holidays to open up to be to have a festive ball every day, because every day is Christmas when our hearts are open, our minds are free, and we have the guts to listen to the others and communicate in a bold new way. But it's about freedom. It's about freedom within is what this is about. And Merry Christmas allows us to hold the freedom. And anyway, my website is cowboy-wisdom.com. Email Rob at cowboy-wisdom.com. Phone number 702-755-9410. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, published author. But my heart is in expanding people through life, because we got to unhook the hooks of the books to unlatch the latch of attachment to live the desires we choose to live. But it's really boldly being, listening to each other and communicating with a forward-looking foresight. And I really, really appreciate everybody that listens to my radio show and expands into everything, because life is freedom. And I want to wish you all happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. And we'll be here next Tuesday, and we're going to celebrate life, and we're going to strive in a new aliveness. And good night.